Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with Talmud Tavshil. Ora Gamriel Shnei Kosvos v'Dri Shalmayim v'Amru He'alum Lasuka. Let's just take the Reisha. The Gemara asks, Maisa Listor. We just saw that in the previous Mishnah, Achilas Arai is Pator Min Hasuka. Ochan Shosin Arai Chutz Lasuka L'Chora. What was offered to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamriel was in Achilas Arai. The Gemara says, Kisuri Mechzor Achikatani. Okay, over here we have an issue that we have to deal with, which is really a Shas issue, and that is, why do we find circumstances where we say that Harotza lahachmir yachmir, and why do we find that there are circumstances where we say that we have issues of gaiva, of yuhara, of kehediot, etc. And to a certain degree, this is expressed in the Rambam and the Rishonim. If you look in the source sheet that has on the top of it the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, in Hilchos Sukkah, so we have our Mishnah, Mutar Lishtos Mayim V'lecho Peros Chutz L'Sukkah. That's the previous Mishnah that we saw on Kaf Hei Amud Aleph. U'mishi Yachmir Alatzman V'lo Yishtech Chutz L'Sukkah Afilu Mayim HaReza Meshubach. That over here is our Mishnah. That is Harotzel Hachmir Alatzmo. And yet the Rambam, just a few halachas earlier, Paskind, Chason V'chorash Shbinin V'chor B'nei Hachupa Patur Men HaSukkah Kol Shivis Yimei Sukkah. And if you look there in the Hagolos Maimanios, Kosav Reb Simcha Savruni, shekol hapotr min hasuka ve'eno yotze, eno mekabel schar. Ela hedyot hu, kedisi b'Yerushalmi, kol hapotr min hadover ve'oseihu nikra hedyot. So the question is, what does Rav Simcha do with the Rambam three halachos later? Of Hareza Meshubach. What's the difference between these two situations? Both of them, we have a p'tur. We have a p'tur of eating an achira sarai. We have a p'tur of chasan v'chol shushbinav. One of them is Hareza Meshubach, and the other is Nikra Hedyot. You caught between the devil and deep lusik. What over here are the criteria? So, on this question, simply in terms of these two halachos, this is already dealt with by the Achronim, and that's why I sent you to Shulchan Aruch, where we have the Hagos Mahamenos being quoted. Kol HaPater Men Asuka Veino Yotze Misham Eino Mekabel Rav Schar Veino ela hediotos. What is the context of Tafresh Lametet Zayin? What's the context of Tafresh Lametet Zayin? Where, in what context does the Ramah speak about the fact that a potter men asuk veino yotze misham eino mekabel sakar? Anyone want to guess? It's not the case of chasan, and it's not the case of achila sarai. It's a case of mitztayer. It's a situation of mitztayer. Over here, the Bir Halacha wants to explain the distinction between our Mishnah and Mitztayer. Anyone before the Bir Halacha want to give it a try? Why would you say that the din of Mitztayer, we would have a din of Eino Ela Hedyot, and in the world of Achila Sarai, that would be Hareza Meshubach? Yes?
When we had spoken before about the idea that if you're Mitztayer, there's an experience of a sort of that we want you to enjoy your experience in the sukkah, and being mitzar just makes you almost incompatible with the experience that we'd like you to have in the sukkah.
Okay, but let's try and move off of neo-Hasidism and work in the world of halacha.
I mean, that's similar to that, but alternatively,
no, not alternatively, just simply, yeah. just hone in. If you're mitzar, then what is missing in terms of your yontif?
Simcha.
There's a mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha, and here we have an Iser, and namely your mitztayer. You want to be the kind of mitzvah of sukkah, but you're being mafkia a mitzvah simchas yontif. That's a problem. But if you want to drink a cup of water in the sukkah, there's no stira over here. That's what the Bir Halacha over here points out. Zehaklal. Dafka makam sheish tzad Iser, kama mitztayer, have a chilul yontif, afilu b'chol amoed chayev l'chavdo. Avram eno mitztayer rashai lachmir kama Rabban Gamliel hachmir alatzma bedri shalmayim amar lumesuka. In other words, if we only have these two halachas, then it's fine. But just as an aside, in the Hagos Maimonios, where did he bring this Rabbeinu Simcha that we have an issue of being at Hedyot? Did he bring it on the Din of Mitztayer? He brought on the Din of Chassad. So that would seem to imply, go back to our learning, right? In other words, well, how did Rabbeinu Simcha understand the Ptur of Chassan? We had two options what the Ptur of Chassan is. Anyone remember?
Either a similarly Mitztayer, but it could be
Mitztayer or
a Sekhmet Mitzvah.
So can you add that the, you know, it's in order to fit in this Teretz of the Ola Shmuel, you don't have to take this Teretz, but if you want to put it in, so then you would have to say that Chassan is a Mitztayer. He's a Mitztayer. He can't have his proper Simchas Chassan V'kala because of the issue of the Yichud or the three-walled Sukkah that we're missing with that brings about a tsar, and then we'd have an Iser. If it's in Osi Mitzvah Patana Mitzvah, so we dealt with that on a separate plane. We asked, what is the halacha if someone is Osi Mitzvah and wants to do the other Mitzvah? Is there a kiyum or not a kiyum? That's a separate issue in terms of the nature of Osik ben Mitzvah. But over here, Lechora, the Bir Halacha, is assuming that the Ptur of Chassan would be an Iser, and then we would have Nikra Hedyot. However, that Teretz only deals with those issues that are Isurim. But there are a lot of situations where we have Chumras where there is no Isur, and Bechol Zot, Chazal tell us that this is not an area of a chumrah. That's what we saw by the world of anose besula, right? That the Mishnah paskin that anose besula is patur mina kriyat shma. He can't be mechaven. And what did Rabbi Gamliel say? What? It's a Mishnah. Nu chasan patur mikriyat shma laila rishon. Ma'aseh Rabban Gamliel Koralai Rishon. Amar lo Tamidav Ribedatanu Chasan Pater Mena Kriyeshma. Amar lahem Eini Shamei Lachem Levatel Mimenu Malchus Shemaim Afilu Shah Achas. Is this normative behavior? So the Mishnah continues. Chasan Imratz Alikras Kriyeshma Kore. In other words, this is not only Rabban Gamliel, but anyone can take this option. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Kol Harotz Alitos Hashem Yitol Im Lo Huchzak Chacham Chasid LeRabim. And over here, Lachor, there's no Iser, and yet according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have a problem of Yuhara, that one's not supposed to be Machmir. When you're Pater, you're not supposed to be Machmir. So when does Rav Shimon Gamliel have this din of Yuhara, and when doesn't he have this din of Yuhara? Or, I sent you to the world of Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuva Ashkenazis, that to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam is mechzik yuara, ein lita las Hashem, ela misha muchzak. But this person wants to be machmir. He wants to be yotze all the deos. No, it's like, why in the world of achilas arai do we allow the mitzvah to expand? And in the world over here of tefillin and the world of kriyachma, we deal with the world of yuhara. This is an issue that we have to deal with. And what over here are the criteria of when something would be viewed as elastic and when we view it as having strict boundaries and one shouldn't go beyond the boundaries. Derech Agav, you saw that both by the world of Kriyat Shema and the world of Tefillin, that nowadays this din of Yuhara has fallen off. Namely, by the world of Kriyat Shema, Tosus pointed out that since no one has proper Kavana, so for someone not to say Kriyat Shema, that would be a Mesik Yuhara. For someone to say Kriyat Shema, that would be the norm. Who I didn't fill in of Rabbeinu Tam, that since so many people, all by the Sfardim and the Hasidim, they all wear, so it's no longer an issue of Yuhara. It's not Dafka for someone who was Muchzak b'Chasidus. But I'm speaking about the principle. When do we have a principle that Nechshav Hedyot, or Mechzik Yuhara, that you're doing something improper when you expand upon a mitzvah? And when do we have a principle that you're allowed to expand? If we only had the halachos up to this point, okay, that we have on one side of the equation, we have over here Kriyat Shema B'Leil Chatuna, and we have Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, right? That over here we say you can't go further, and we have the world, and we have over here also Mitztayer, right? And we have the world of Sukkah that Kol HaMachmir Yavalav Bracha. So in terms of Mitztayer and Sukkah, we said over here we're dealing with the world of Iser, and over here it's a world where there's no Iser. Okay, so Mitztayer is not a question. But there's no Iser of wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. There's no Iser of saying Kriyat Shema, of working yourself to push yourself to say Kriyat Shema with the Kavana on the night of the Chasana. Is there a way of distinguishing between these two and the world of Sukkah? Yes?
Considering that it has teacher things to do, the idea of having a small amount of eating, the idea, I think, in general, is we want you to be in a Sukkah for as much time as possible. When it's larger, we'll be machai if you go to a Sukkah. If it's smaller, we're not machai of you. But in general, we'd love for you to be in a Sukkah.
Okay, so what you was offering over here is that Sukkah, by its nature, is an elastic mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sukkah is teshuv. Right? Teshuv we define as ke'ein taduru. So we may have a minimum, but we have no maximum of what's ke'ein taduru. This is his yeshiva. This is the nature of Sukkah is elastic. It's gamish. It's movable. The boundaries are movable. Ma she'ein ke'ein kriyat shma. You know, where it is a mitzvah that requires a degree of kavana. The assumption of Chazal is that a normal chassan who marries a psula doesn't have that kavana. Gamarnu. In other words, to say Kriyat Shema without Kavana is meaningless. Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, we're dealing over here with a Machlokas Rishonim as to what is the order of the parashios in the Tefillin. According to Rashi, you're not Yotze with Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not Yotze with the Tefillin of Rashi. But we have a Psak Halacha. We Paskin like Rashi. This is a Das Yachid. So, in other words, we're not dealing over here with elastic mitzvahs. We're not dealing over here. Tefillin is not a mitzvah that you have an option of doing this way or this way. We have a machlokes, what you should do. This is a das yachid. By kriyat shema, it's not an option of saying kriyat shema without kavana. In other words, we have a din of kavana, and we have an assumption of chazal. So there's a tremendous difference in the nature of these mitzvahs. However, l'chora, we're going over here. We have another situation which goes beyond this case, and that's where we have Hilk in the next source in terms of dinei tefillah, that we have a series of mishnayos in Shabbos that point out that before mincha, you shouldn't get involved in various actions that may be of a rolling nature and may take much more time than you had intended, and it may cause you to miss davening. So we have the Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yeshiv Adam L'Histaper, Samach L'Mincha, Ad Shiyispal. You shouldn't go, taking your haircut was a whole procedure, and it could take much more time. Lo Yikanis L'Merchatz, O L'Bursiki, Lo L'Din, Lo Lechol Afilu Suda Ketana, even Samach L'Mincha Gedola. Okay, so we have all of these halachos of things you shouldn't do before Mincha. Comes along the Ramoa and points out, and this is the Machaber itself. V'im hischil bi'achas mikol elu, eino mafsik, afal pisha hischil bi'isur. The Gemara says that you shouldn't, but what if you did? What if you began sitting down for lunch before mincha gedola, and you shouldn't have, but you did, and then you remember, oh, I didn't have a mincha yet, I'm in the middle of my meal. So the lach is you can continue eating. You still have enough, more than enough time to daven. You shouldn't have to begin with, but if you did, everything is fine. Comes along the Bir Halacha and points out, what if you decide to stop? What if you're in the middle of your meal, or you're in the middle of the barber, or you're in the middle of the merchatz, and you remember you didn't have a mincha, and Chazal said that this is the lack of etiquette, getting involved in these pu'ulos before mincha, and you decide to be machmir. You decide to stop doing what you're doing, daven, and then go back. Is that something for which you get brownie points, or is that something for which you get laughed at? That's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. So can the Bir Halacha over here, v'im hischelen o mafsik, Kol she'ein tzarech lahafsik, umafsik, Nikra Hedyo, Magen Avraham B'Shem HaYerushalmi, Nikuda. Uba Aderes Eliyahu, the Grubba, Perak Aleph, Nibrachos, Mishnah Gimel, Cholik Alze, Va'ayen Shamashekasav, Aldaas HaYerushalmi Hazeh, that the Magen Avraham brought as a raya to his Shita. Now, over here, we're dealing, this is on the fence, right? We're dealing with over here, the Chazal said, Einot Tzarech Lahafsik. If you're already involved in any of these actions, you don't have to stop. And you decide to stop. Where do you fall? So the Gra puts it in the category of Sukkah, and the Magen Avraham puts it in the category of Kriyat Shema and Tefillin. Over here, we can't distinguish that in terms of the fact Sukkah is an elastic mitzvah, Kriyat Shema and Tefillin are not elastic. Here we're not dealing with elastic or not elastic. We're dealing with the fact that Chazal said there's a din of etiquette. You should keep to the etiquette. But if you don't, it's fine. And you decide that you did it, but you want to be Chozer B'Tshuva. You want to go back to the etiquette. This has nothing to do with a mitzvah which is elastic or a mitzvah which has boundaries. Here you're dealing where Chazal gave us a din, l'chatchila, you can continue eating, and you decide you don't want to take advantage of the heter of Chazal. You want to be machmir, it's a pure chumrah. It's not a da'as yochid, like Tzilindra Ben Otam. It's not getting involved in issues of kavana or not kavana, like in Kriyat Shema. You just want to be machmir. You know that you're partner, you want to be machmir. What is the rule? What is the rule? Well, we have no isurim, we have no boundaries, we have no elastic mitzvahs. What's the general rule of what do you do? So here we have a machlokes achronim, a machlokes in the Magen Avraham and the Gra. What in the world is this machlokes? So here we have a fascinating machlokes where the Magen Avraham is building on a Yerushalmi that we're going to see, and the Gra is building on Svarah. He knew the Magen Avraham, and he knew the Yerushalmi, and we'll see what he does with Yerushalmi. Basically, he comes up with a Svara that will give us a rule of when we are allowed to do things and when we are Nikra Hedyot. Yes?
I was going to mention, I think, also the previous case of the Sukkah, this particular case story, it wasn't so elastic because they weren't like just sitting in the Sukkah anyway, right? It says like hell on the Sukkah, which I thought made it sound like they were right now outside of the Sukkah. And then they're saying, well, bring the food to the Sukkah, like we're going to go eat the food. So it's not like, to me, it's not like they were all sitting around, so we have the...
I'm not sure. We're going to come to that issue as to whether you're in the Sukkah or not. I don't know necessarily. What?
No, because then they're clearly not in the Sukkah. There's clearly no chiyuv, and then they're clearly being machmir. They're saying, well, we, even though the din is that it's not chiyuv, we want to go into the Sukkah, we want to...
I don't know. In other words, I'm not sure where they are, to be honest with you. It could be that they're in the Sukkah, but the food is in the house. And they say, rather than we'll go into the house to eat even though we can, we'll ask that it be brought into this. I'm not sure that necessarily has to be one way or the other. I'm not sure.
The mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah would be to eat in the Sukkah, everything. What's the chiyu? Their modern classified. A kishu is only
necessarily
if it's whatever, a suda. But even less than that, you can see the kind of mitzvah, you're just not high.
So the one can. So I'm saying. So Sukkah, you could view as being an exception because of the nature that's a din of yeshiva, and I define my yeshiva different than other people.
But no, it doesn't matter where you are. I'm just trying to say it's only elastic if you're in the Sukkah already. I think no matter what, wherever you are.
Could very well be. Could very well be. But I want to understand how we're going to have a principle that, according to the Gro, will deal even when Chazal tell us we don't have to stop, and I decide to stop. According to the Gro, I get a pat on the back. According to the Magen Avraham, I get a smack in the face. In other words, Nikra Hedyot. I'm an idiot, I'm a fool. You know, it's like the story of Rabbi Akiva when he was a Baal Tshuva and he once came late to the Shir by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and they said, where were you? And he said, I found this Meis Mitzvah and I carried him on my back all the way to the Beis Olam and I buried him, and that's why I was late for Shir. And they said that you did all the wrong things. You know, it's Kavanasecha Ritzuyos, but Masecha Lo Ritzuyos. A Meis Mitzvah is Kone Mekomo. You should have buried him where he was. You didn't have to take him to the cemetery. Namely, that not everything goes according to what we think is the chumrah. Sometimes a person can think he's being machmir, and in the end, he's doing an iser. That's what Magen Avraham said over here. But you're going against Chazal, right? Nikra hedyot. That's not what you should be doing. According to the Gra, this is a wonderful chumrah that you took upon yourself by showing how you care about the etiquette of what should or should not be done before mincha. So let's look in the Gra itself. Okay, the Gra, I mean the Bir HaGra quoted the name of the Aderes Eliyahu. By us, it's called the Shnos Eliyahu. I'm sorry for the it's not in the Bar Ilan, as you see. It's from Hebrew books, so I'm sorry for the quality of the print, but at least it's from Hebrew books. Okay, so we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Brachos, Mishnah Gimel, that we all know. You don't have a sheet? I'm sorry. Anyone else missing a sheet? Huh? Okay. So we have a Mishnah in Brachos that we all know in terms of Shema, in terms of what posture one should say Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah tells us that b'shamay omrim b'erev kol adam yate v'yikra, you should lie down b'shach b'cha u'abokir ya'amot sh'nemar shach b'al kumecha v'yisil omrim kol adam kari k'darko b'lech tzacha b'derech. Why say b'shach b'cha v'kumecha in terms of the timing? And then we have a story of Rabbi Tarfon that we'll get to. But on this Mishnah there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yecheskel on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Asa K'divrei B'Shamay, Asa K'divrei B'Silel, Asa. We have an option of whichever way we want to go. Rav Yosef Omer, Asa K'divrei B'Shamay, Lo Asa V'Lo Klum. And Masha'en Kain, B'Silel, that's real. And he brings the Gemara in Sukkah about a person who's Rosh Avarubo in his Sukkah, and according to B'Shamay and B'Silel went, and in Kain Lo Kiyamta Mitzah Sukkah, Miyamecha. So the Gra over here points out Perush Beisilel Omrim Kol Adam Perush V'Ein To'elas Kal B'ma Shematin U'B'Gemara Amru Ha'Oseh K'Divrei B'Shamay Oseh Rav Yosef Omer Oseh K'Divrei B'Shamay Lo Asa V'Lo Klum V'Hineh HaGemara, it points out the Gra, Eino Muvan Kal Lama Yafsid HaKriyat Shema B'Adzeh. You decide to go overboard. You decide to be Machmir like B'Shamay. Why should you lose Kriyat Shema? There is a different inyan about the fact that the Shammai has, in other words, there was Shelo Yeyasu Klai Yisroel Kishtei Toros, there was an Eislas Os Lashem that one was not allowed to pass like Shammai. But this Gemara is before that Gemara. This Gemara, nothing to do with the world of Shammai. A person simply wants to be Machmir like a Da'as Yochid. Vayim b'Tosos shenitchaku b'zeh. Tosos wasn't sure why should you lose your Kriyat Shema by saying it b'hatoya. V'nire shevaday haKriyat Shema eino mafsid. So the Gra takes for granted that you didn't lose Kriyat Shema by saying it lying down. Ach amaroi plige im asa mitzvah ben hamufchar b'zeh shehita o lo. That the machokas over here is exactly our issue. Do you get brownie points for being machmir? Bekama mekomos amrinan kol hapater min hadavar v'osehu nikra hedyot. As we saw in Kriyat Shema b'Leil HaChatuna, as we saw in Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, as we saw in the world of Mitztayer, perhaps also the world of Chasan v'Shushbinov, nikra hedyot. Bekama mekomos matzinu shafal pisha pater min hadavar im osehu mitzvah min hamufchar. And that is what we have by us in Sukkah. V'nira, says the Gra, he gives the rule. Kol shehu mitzvah be'etzem, ela shrohit srichuhu chachamim, im osehu, nosten laschar, she'asa mitzvah min hamuvchar. In other words, that when you're dealing with something which is really an ideal, it's an ideal, but Chazal did not impose it on you, and you decide to go to do the ideal, that's mitzvah min hamuvchar. The ideal of teshvu, basukos teshvu shivas yamim, is to sit in the sukkah 7 days, day and night. That's the ideal. But Chazal understood, no, you're only chayav ke'en taduru. And ke'en taduru is only when you have an achilas keva. Achilas harai is not necessary. But clearly, this is the, it's be'etzem, you're mekayem a mitzvah, as Chaim pointed out, you're sitting in the sukkah and you're drinking the water. That's a kiyum of teshvu in the sukkah. And the Gra brings a fascinating raya. Kamo she'amru, hahu de'avid kebet shamai va'ashkach arnaka de'dahava. That we have a Gemara later on in Brachos. It's on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where we have a Mishnah at the beginning of of the eighth perek of Brachos that has a whole list of distinctions between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the world of Suda. So one of the distinctions is, what if you ate in one place and then you left that place and now you want to bench? Do you have to return to where you ate in order to bench? So the Gemara says that Misha achal v'sh, the Mishnah says Misha achal v'shachach v'lo beirach Beis Shammai omrim yachzor b'makomo v'yivarech u'Beis Hillel omrim yivarech b'makom shinizkar. Okay? So the Gemara tells a story on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis of two Talmidim. One of them was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, one was a Talmud of Beis Hillel. The Talmud of Beis Shammai ate in a certain place and forgot to bench. And he left that place. And even though he forgot to bench, he went back to that place to bench, like Beis Shammai, and he found an army of kesef. He found a tremendous wallet. And there was a Talmud of Beis Hillel who ate in a certain place and knew that he should bench there, but he went to another place because Beis Hillel says you can bench elsewhere, and he benched there, and a lion ate him up. Okay, so Tosus asks that there's a rule. There's Tosus on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis that says that we pass like Beis Hillel in all the cases except for one, and it doesn't mention this case of Yachzor ben Mekomo. This is the source of the Gra's Chiluk. That Beis Hillel agreed the ideal is to bench where you eat. That's the ideal. But Chazal weren't matriach you that you have to go back there. Anyways, but that's the ideal. So when you're dealing with something which is an ideal, even if Chazal weren't matriach you, if you decide to do the ideal, that's called hamachmir yavolav bracha. And that's why the Talmud of Beis Shammai, even though he had a heter to bench where he was, but he went back, he received a sachar. And the Talmud of Hillel, who on purpose didn't want to do the ideal, he was eaten by a lion. Because there is an ideal. So when there's an ideal, then we have a concept of mitzvah min hamufcha. Kol davar shu mitzvah be'etzen. And he brought the case of the world of the Arnaki. And then he brings another makor for this. And Tosus points out that even though we only paskin that there are four requirements of the kos, however, we find a maram hayimachmirim al atzmam. Because the ideal is to have these 10 dinim of the kos, even only 4 of them are required. V'chein amru besukah, our Mishnah, hayu machmir malatzmu lishtos mayim besukah. U'misha haya baderach v'lo ratza lishtos ad shebalas, u'misha baladerach v'lo ratza lishtos ad shebalasukah. That's considered to be a machmir shiyavo alav bracha. V'chein, in terms of what we have in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Ein tzarach lahafsik l'tfila betoch ha-su'uda. However, im hifsik, tavo alav bracha. Because clearly the etiquette is to daven first and then to eat. You have a heter, if you begin eating, you don't have to stop. But if you want to keep the ideal etiquette, that would be fine. So if this is so barer to the Gra, why did the Magen Avraham disagree? L'chora, we have case after case. So he points out the Magen Avraham based on the Yerushalmi. In other words, it was a case where they were eating, they began eating before, instead of dining mincha first. And then mincha time came. Come Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon stopped the meal, the matzle, to daven mincha. Amalei Rav Yehuda lochein open. Don't we have a halacha kol apater min hadavar va'oseyu nikra hedyot? Chazal said you can continue eating, so you're potter from stopping, and you're stopping b'chol zot. Don't we say that you're nikra hedyot? Amalei v'hataninan chaschasan patur, etc. V'tanan chasam imrotze likros v'chulei. In other words, that Rabbi Shimon answered back that even though the chasan is parted from Kriyat Shema, the Tanakama of the Mishnah says that im ratzav likros kore, it's an option. Even a person is potter has an option of doing the mitzvah. So the That's what Rabbi Shimon answered. So Rabbi Yehuda then turned to him and said, Amare yochol ana petorla ki Rabban Gamliel. That I will explain to you that a person on the level of Rabban Gamliel, he's the one who has the ability to say Kriyat Shema. But lo kol rotza litolas Hashem yitol, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel pointed out, that not everyone can be like my father. Not everyone can be like Rabban Gamliel. Only unique chassid for other people, it's Yuhara. And that's the end of the Yerushalmi. So it appears from the Yerushalmi that the last word was had by Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda pointed out that lo kol harotza litolas Hashem yitol, that we have boundaries, and if Chazal say you're potter, and you decide to go ahead and do it, that's improper. That's nikra hedyot. You're a bal gaiva. You're a bal yuara, etc. So on that, and that's the Magen Avraham's raya that if Chazal said you're potter from stopping your meal to daven, so you shouldn't stop and daven. The only people who are on high levels of Rabban Gamliel can do that. Mashma d'lididon. It appears that for those of us who are not like Rabban Gamliel, ain rashai lasod. Mikol the patur min hadavar va'oseyu nikra hedyot. That's the raya of the Magen Avraham. What does the Gra do with this raya? It's the Gra says eino raya, no raya. Mishum do amar le yochol ana petorga. I can answer. You had a kasha from the Mishnah. I could explain the Mishnah that it deals with Rabban Gamliel. However, dichui hu ba'alma avalo be'emes, that it was never meant that this is the only way of learning the Mishnah. Sof kol sof, we have the kol harotza likro yavo v'yikra, that we don't have to paskin like, you know, dafka Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says lo kol harotza litos Hashem yito. It's a dichui, but it's not necessarily the only way of learning. V'chein hu b'Yerushalmi hasugya b'kama makomos k'moshe kosav harif. I have no idea what it appears from the Gra that we have a rule in Yerushalmi that even when we find that someone has the last word, it doesn't mean necessarily that that's the last word. It means that that's an option. You have a way of deflecting. V'cheinu sham b'Yerushalmi b'samach le'elmine, and he brings another Yerushalmi also, which appears that we have an option of viewing in a certain manner, but it doesn't have to be viewed in that manner. If you just skip down five lines, three words to the end of the line, that's how the Gra now wants to explain the machlokes as to whether one has the right to be machmir like Beit Shammai. From a theoretical point, without getting involved in what Beit Shammai represented at that time, and therefore Rabbi Tarfon was chayav misa. But from a theoretical standpoint, had there not been a threat to Judaism, would we have been machmir like Beit Shammai? V'chein hu kan pligei b'zeh. This is exactly the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Yosef. Asa k'divrei Beit Shammai asa. Pirish asar mitzvah min hamufchar. Af lebeis hillel savar she'ein tzarach lahatos, we call him asa mitzvah min hamufchar, kamo b'chol makom shehu. Rav Yosef amar shelo asa v'lo klum, perush ein bazeh to'elet klal. The question was, how did Beis Hillel view the drasha of Beis Shammai? Did he view it as an ideal to lie down? But Chazal weren't machayev you. Chazal weren't matriach you. It's enough if you say Kriyat Shema at the right time. Chazal weren't matriach, but if you do it, wow. Or did Beis Hillel view that that's not a v'chalo drasha? It's not me'etzen. It's a misunderstanding of the pasuk, and you don't accomplish anything. Not that you lost your Kriyat Shema, but you didn't accomplish anything by doing it. Ein ba to'eles klal ki Beis Hillel savrei ein mitzvah klal lahatos ve'ein ba zeh to'eles klal. Well, maybe raya mesuka afagav shi yasha besuka, if the sukkah had the wrong dimensions, Ein baze mitzvah lebeit shamay, shein mitzvah klalei shebesuka kazeh, v'chein hu lebeis hillel. And then afterwards they spoke about being chayev misa because of the unique situation of Beisham and Beis Hillel. But in any case, so we have those mitzvahs where clearly we see an ideal. In Sukkah we clearly have an ideal. We have those mitzvahs that clearly there is no necessary ideal of pushing yourself to say Kriyat Shema B'Kavana, B'Dafka being Machmir for a second daya in terms of tefillin, in terms of being mitzvah in a sukkah. Those aren't ideals. So when you have an ideal, you follow the sukkah. What about the situation of the person who was eating and remembers time for mincha and Chazal patered him? So according to the Gra, here it's like sukkah. There is an ideal. And when you have an ideal, you should follow the ideal. That's how we understood the rule. And Magen Avraham said, it's very nice your Svara, but we have Yerushalmi against it. And the Gra says, no, that Yerushalmi is not against me. Well, the Yerushalmi said is there's another opinion. I'm aware there are other opinions, but this is the rule that one is allowed to follow, and basically one should try and follow. Yes?
Isn't that a circular formula? I mean, of course, if you define something as ideal, then you're going to say that, you know, it's not hedging if you do it. I'm saying, I don't get the basis for saying that, say, for example, sukkah.
So we have those cases where it's unclear what's the ideal. That's the case of Yatzeh, to lie down for Kriyat Shema. Is this an ideal that Beis Hillel said is unnecessary, but it's an ideal, or is this a misreading of the pasuk? That's a machlokas amarai. Namely, that it's not always clear in the Gemara which way we're holding. By sukkah, in other words, the teshvu kein taduru lends itself as a...
Isn't it work better, let's say, with Darabanan? Darabanan, you can say, you know, they said, we want you to do this, but you don't have to. But let's say, yeah, sukkah deraisa, I don't get how you get a deal and...
So the question is, I hear what you're saying. So the question is this really the nature of the world of sukkah? Again, the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Gra. It's machlokes achronim. So we have a bir halacha where the bir halacha, the chor is machria, which way he holds. In Siman Reish Lamed Beis, he simply quoted two deos. But let's go back to Hilchos Sukkah, back to that to the Shulchan Aruch on the world of Mitztayer that quotes the din of Kol HaMachbir Alatzmo Nechshav Kehedyot. So in that last Bir Halacha before the Shnos Eliyahu, Ayen Mishnah Brura Vayen B'Sefer Bikura Yaakov Nirali the Ma'adam Rinon Eino Ela Ma'ase Hedyotot V'Eino Mekabel Schar Zedavka Kishepatur Be'eis HaYeshiva Kegon Mitztayer V'Kadome Ubifrat Begishamim Kevin Chain Shvikas Kos Alpanov Shirabo Mara Lo Shaino Rotze Bavodoso. For who wrote a Lochu Furabo Lo Avdo? I want to force myself on my master, Ein Zederach Eretz. Avo Mishe Patur Mishum Tircha Lachzor Lesuka Gon Shepasu Gishamim Balaila Obe Emtsa Suudoso. Let's say we have someone who went into the house because of rain and went to sleep. And now he woke up in the middle of the night and he sees that the rain stopped. So is he chayef to go back into the sukkah? So he paskin. He's not chayef to go back into the sukkah. Or he went in to eat his meal and it stopped raining. If it's not the first night, he's not chayef to go back into the sukkah. O holech l'sukkah schavero, we paskin. He doesn't have to go to sukkah schavero if it's a tircha for him. Lazeh, in those cases, what if he goes out to the sukkah at night? He goes out to finish his meal. He goes to the sukkah of chaveiro. Laze yesh kibul schar alav de logora mishosem mayim besukah darinan hareza meshubach afal pishu patur meikar hadin. This is the svar of the Gra. Namely, if you have situations where Chazal weren't matriach you, and you decide to be matriach yourself, that's considered to be a mitzvah min hamuvchar. The culture came zesh b'shas yeshiva mekayim sukkah karoi rak shel chatchilo haya machui of gelach l'sham v'gam hagos mani lo kosav rak poter min asukkah eino yotze mashma she be'es yeshivaso poter. Namely, the hagos maimini was dealing with the case where you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah me'ikar hadid. either because you're being mafkiya simchas yantif, or you're forcing yourself on the rav, etc. You're not mekayim the ikar mitzvah. Then we don't say that you get a mitzvah min hamuvchar for pushing yourself. But in situations where we have this ideal of yeshiva, but Chazal weren't mechayev you. Chazal weren't mechayev you to eat a rechila sarai in a sukkah. Chazal weren't mechayev you to eat in sukkah chavero. Chazal weren't mechayev you if you began eating a meal inside to go out in the middle of the meal. Chazal weren't mechayev you if you fell asleep in the house because of the rain to go out in the middle of the night and you decide to go out. That's considered to be a mitzvah minam, of course. So this is the svara of the Gra. Okay, that it all depends as to whether you have a mitzvah be'etzem Chazal. And again, as we saw, it's the language of Tosos. It's the language of Tosos in Brachos and Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Nun Beis Amid Beis. Yes?
So, understanding the Chazal means the Rabbanim were in the Chayiv, but Midrash said you are Chayiv, or Midrash said you're not Chayiv, but the Kiyum, like, what's the...
That we're dealing with situations where clearly there is a kiyum mida oraisa, but Chazal weren't mechayev you to take that path. In those situations, you get a mitzvah min hamuvchar for following, for taking advantage of that kiyum da oraisa, of that taking advantage of the kiyum da oraisa. Okay, so that's what we have over here lechora in terms of our Mishnah. Yes.
So I just don't understand why Kriya Shema is not the same thing.
Ah, so very, very good. So according to the Gra, this is exactly what the Gra points out. The Gra doesn't agree with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shalosh Lo Kol Harotze Likra Watashem Yikra. No. The Gra agrees with the Tanakama in Rotza Kore Yikra. Namely, if you decide you want to push yourself to have Kavana for Kriyat Shema, even on the night of the Chasana, so. Since having kavanah for Kriyat Shema is an etzem mitzvah, you're chayev, an achinami. It's not chayev. It's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. You're 100% correct. Namely, that the Gra would put Kriyat Shema on this side of the equation, 100%. That Kriyat Shema itself, we have Rabban Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who say only someone on the level of Rabban Gamliel is allowed to say Kriyat Shema. For everyone else, it's Merci Kiyura. But we have a Tanakama who says that Chasan HaRotza Likra, Yikra. He can read. The Gra paskins like the Tanakama. The Magen Avraham said the Yerushalmi paskined like Rabban Gamliel. And the Gra said that the Yerushalmi is Lav Dafka. It was a Dichli Biyama. In Achinami. So to answer, again, going back to Elchanan's He'ara, there are those situations that are relatively clear from the Sugyos. Where hamachmir yachal bracha, there are those situations which are clear that relatively clear that nikra hetyot. There are those situations that are a machlokas amorayim, like the world of yata, and there are those situations that are machlokas tanoim, like the world of kriyat shema. I mean, not every situation everyone agrees as to how to view it, and then you have a question: how do we pass it when you have a machlokas tanoim? So the Magen Avraham said, we have a Yerushalmi that says Rabbi Gamliel is different. You can't bring a raya from Rabbi Gamliel. But the Gra says that's a dichli b'alma. And we pass on to Tanakama that Chosan Harotza Likra, Yikra. And not just Yikra, but Yikra, and it's considered to be a mitzvah min hamuvchar. Namely, it's considered wonderful. He can have kavana, why not? Excellent, Adam. Very, very good Hellara. Proper Hellara. Okay? And so there are those situations that we don't have any clarity necessarily, and the Gra will pull the world of a hafsik into the world alpisvara into the world of sukkah, and the Magen Avraham says this exactly is the Yerushalmi. That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon did. He got up to daven, and Rabbi Yehuda shut him down because of Rabban Gamliel. Yeah.
Have we actually seen the Gra paskin that way for Kriyat?
Yeah, that's what the Gra. That's what the Gra points out, that the dichli bi almahu avol be'emes, namely the fact that Rav Yehuda raised the issue of Rabban Gamliel, that this was a dichli bi alma avol lo be'emes. Lo be'emes means we don't paskin that way. And if you look be'emet, and then he quotes, if it says v'chenu bi Yerushalmi, The Rif paskins like the Tanakama, that if Rotsa Likros, Yikra. The Rif paskins that way. The Rambam doesn't paskin Kabban Gamliel. We don't know how he. Oh, the Rambam and the Mishnayos also paskins. The Rambam and his Perishim Mishnayos in Brachos also paskins like the Tanakama. And Rotsa Likros, Kore. Ve'en halacha, Kiroshim Ben Gamliel, who says, Lo kol harotsa litol as Hashem yavo v'yitol. So the Rif and the Rambam are, you know, are rayas to the. To the Gra that there is a mitzvah min hamufchar again at that time of saying Kriyat Shema with Kavanah. Nowadays, as we pointed out, everything is upside down. Since no one has Kavanah, and someone would say, "I don't want to say Kriyat Shema because I want to have Kavanah." That's the Yuhara. Yeah.
And I'm also trying to find the Gra seems for me now to be so lax. I'm trying to see how I couldn't argue. So let's say with Brim Thompson.
No, because it's not something that the according to Rashi there's no me etzem din. In other words, it's a machlokas. When the Gemara, we have a tradition that on one side of Tefillin we have Shema and Ohayda im Shamoa, and on the other side of the Tefillin we have Ohayda ki Yaviyacha and Kol HaBachor, right? So we have a question that this we know, but what is the order? So according to Rashi, the order is Kol HaBachor, and then Vohaya Ki Yaviyacha, and then Shema, and then Vohaya Im Shamoah. Right? Like the order in the Torah. That's the end of Parashas Bo. We have two Parashios. Then we move over to Parshas Veschanan, Parshas Ekev. We just follow the order of the Torah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have Kol HaBachor V'haya Ki Yaviyacha, and we switch V'haya Im Shamoa and Shema. Then we have V'haya Im Shamoa next to V'haya Ki Yaviyacha. The V'haya and V'haya come together. There are two ways of understanding this Masoras, either this way or that way. But there's no mitzvah be'etzem. It's either one of these tefillin is proper and one is not proper, and we have a din that when you have such a machlokas, yachid v'rabim lachad karabim. So over here we don't have a chumra which is vaday chayav meikar, which is there's a vaday kiyum, but there's no chiyuv.
Lo hitrichuhu rabbanu. That's true. So then even chassidim shouldn't be wearing rabbeinu tam. It should be usher to wear rabbeinu tam.
Not usher to wear rabbeinu tam.
It's either chassidim do it because
everyone says
chassidim shouldn't do it because it's a bad thing.
No. So when a person is on a certain, in other words, the people on the level, Rabban Gamliel, the Chassidim Anshei Maisa, in other words, they have the right to wear Rabbeinu Tam, knowing that we pass like Rashi, and they wear Rabbeinu Tam as a chumrah.
What type of chumrah is that? Is there something nice that they're doing? They're doing something that because now we're way past the machlokas or generations after, and we see that there's a way to be able to try to yotzei l'kol deos, and there's something wonderful that was not matriach to, and the chachamim were never matriach us to try to do both.
Yes.
But maybe nowadays we could try to do both, you know? And so maybe Rabbeinu Tam should also fall on the idea that there's something nice to be accomplished here, and let's also accomplish it.
Fine, but that's not something, this doesn't fit into the, what you're pointing out is that there are situations where the chumrah is qua chumrah, not qua v'ikar hadin. What the Gra is giving a rule is that when things are, when we have an etzem din, but you don't have to do it, and you go ahead and you do it, that's considered to be a mitzvah min hamufchar. When you want to be machmir, that's a different matter of being machmir. That's a different darga of avodas Hashem. It's a darga of being avodas Hashem and love of a chumrah, as long as you know it's a chumrah. So the people in the Rav Gamliel, they knew it was a chumrah. Other people would not understand that it's a chumrah. They would say, "Oh, you don't have to learn the Rabbeinu Tam. Something's wrong with you." So, but again, nowadays it's a whole different world. But that originally was the concept. So this does not fit into the category of the Gra. This is not necessarily the Gra himself didn't wear tefillin during the Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's well known. The Gra said that if you're going to wear tefillin during the Rabbeinu Tam, you should wear 32 pairs of tefillin, take into account all the shitas of it's that we have in the world of tefillin, but nowadays a lot of people wear tefillin during the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but it doesn't fit into the world of the Gra, right? This is not something which is chayav mi'ikar hadin. As opposed to, as Adam pointed out, Kriyat Shema b'leila chatana, to say Kriyat Shema b'kavana, that's always a mitzvah. Chazal lo hitrichuhu. Chazal didn't tell you, you have to push yourself leila chasuna to take, change your mindset, etc. Chazal lo hitrichuhu, but if the person wants to be madriach himself, so yikra. He can read according to the Gra. Okay. This is the Resha. Now let's look at the Seif of the Mishnah. Sefer, the Mishnah, right back on Daf Kaf Vav Amadeis, Kishenosnu lo Rabbi Tzadok Ochel Pachos Mikabeitza. He did three things: Netago b'Mapa, v'Achago Chutz L'Suka, v'Lo Beirach Acharav. He said that this shear of Pachos Mikabeitza has three nafkaminas. It has nafkamina in terms of Netilas Yadayim, that there's no chiyuv of netilas yadayim on pachos mikabeitza, and therefore he wasn't notel yadayim. And there's no chiyuv on pachos mikabeitza of eating it outside of the sukkah, and there's no chiyuv on pachos mikabeitza of birkas hamazon. So the question that theoretically we can ask ourselves, we should keep in the back of our minds, are all these three halachos related to one principle? Is there one rule over here of the game that would explain all three? Just what would that rule be? And you know, it's worth there to be such a rule. All three of the that we have that pachos and kibetza means it's not X, and all these three require X. Lav shmei achila. It's hard to say, but lav shmei suda. Right. That in other words, that maybe this is something that we're going to look at. Maybe netilas yadayim is a din in suuda, achila besuka is a din in suuda. Birkas Hamazon is a din in Su'uda, and maybe that's why Rabbi Tzadok put them together. This is something just to keep as a hypothesis in the back of our minds. Okay? But now let's try and investigate each of these separately. So we're going to start with Netilas Yadayim. Go in the order of Rav Tzadok. We'll start Netilas Yadayim, then move over to Sukkah, and then move over to Bracha Achrona. Okay? The Seder. So starting with Netilas Yadayim is where we left off at the end of the last year. That Rav Tzadok, assuming that we're dealing over here with the world of Chulin, we'll see Tosis does not necessarily take it in that direction, but assuming we're dealing with the world of Chulin, so we saw a Machokas Rishonim, what is the Makor of Netilas Yadayim for Pas of Chulin? How did Rashi understand? What is the Machayev? The soul Machayev? Srach Truma, why does the Gemara say mitzvah va'od mishum mitzvah? That in other words, va'od mishum mitzvah means not only an eitzah tova of srach tuma, it's a takana. We have a takana that even Yisraelim, who have nothing to do with the world of truma, will behave as though they're eating truma in order that the Kohanim should not mess up and be metame their truma. That if everyone is in the same boat, the Kohanim will also follow through and wash their hands so that the hands shouldn't be shniim l'tuma and be metame the truma. However, Tosfos understood v'od mishum mitzvah, that what other reason do we have aside from srach truma? We could call it hachana, nikius, kiddush. That we have a halacha that achilas pas of a certain degree requires a level of kedusha and we're chayev to be noti yadayim to reach that level of putting the of having yadayim netulos before eating pas. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he deals with Netilas Yadayim, connects it with Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Kaner'eh, what is his line of reasoning? Is it a world of Srach Truma or Kedusha? L'chora Kedusha, right? L'chora Kedusha. We have the same bracha for Kriyat Shema, for Tefillah, and for Achilas Pas. And the Rambam, when he comes to the world of Truma, only deals with a world of hekdesh and truma. It doesn't mention atilas adayim for chulin, while the Ravid over there says that we have a din of srach truma. That's where we left off last time, that we have Rashi only having one srach truma, Tosfos and the Ravid have two, srach truma and nikiyus, and the Rambam appears to only have one, nikiyus. My nafgamina, what is the background of the makor of the Tilas Yadayim? So I gave you a whole slew of nafgaminas that are found in various sources relating or circling the Gris, circling Revelvel. There is a Haggadah LeBeis Brisk that has some of it Mipi Ashmua, and then what I photostated for you from the Grach al Ha Shas. In the new edition, it says this is also Revelvel. And so this was his schnitt in terms of viewing the sugyos. So we have, we'll just go through them. We have a Gemara in Psachim that points out that after Urachatz, we have a second Rachza, right? We have an Urachatz for Davar Shetibula B'mashke, for the Karpas and the Memelach. And then we have a separate rachza for pas. And the Gemara asks, why do we have to have a second atilas yadayim? And the Gemara answers, asuche mesach daite, that since between the two we have read the entire Haggadah, it could be that a person who had mesiach da'at v'noga. So the Tosus asks, tema, matzarach lahay taima, typically the atila rishon lohaya sal Hashem kedusha, ela shalo yitamei as hamashkin. This is Tosfos l'shitaso. Tosfos l'shitaso, that Netilas Yadayim for Pas is one up over Netilas Yadayim for Davar Shetibula B'mashke. What's Davar Shetibula B'mashke? What's the inyan of Davar Shetibula B'mashke? That would certainly be Srach Tuma, right? That the Mashkim we know turned the Yadayim into a Shniyim Letuma. So that's certainly Tzach Truma, but here we have also the Od Mishum Mitzvah. That's why you need another Tilas Yadayim. It's a different level. So Tosfos has to answer, Yeshlamar Salka Daitach Kevin Shenotal Yoel Afilu Lenama Dechun Leboi Kavano Chen Tzarech Lahay Taima. That because, in other words, you were Yotzei the Nekiyas, even though that wasn't your Kavana. But according to Rashi, there's no question over here. In other words, both of them are on the same plane. That's why the Gemara asks. Namely, the Gemara over here is Kipshuta. You don't have to come on to Tosfos. Point number one. Point number two. We have a Gemara in Chulin that points out that a person can wash his hands in the morning. Washing hands in the morning for what reason? Why do you wash your hands in the morning? What?
Why were you wake up?
Yeah. Okay, machlokes, and so what's the machlokes? Or?
Ruach Hadasha.
Beseder. Okay, Ruach Ra or Birach Hadasha, namely Ruach Ra is the din of Tum'ah, and Birach Hadasha is a din of Birach Hadasha. So Gemara says, No tel odem eshnei yadav shachrus, umasna aleihem kol hayom kulo. With that netilas yadayim, he can have in mind that he's going to be eating during the course of the day, and he wants it to apply there as well. Points out Rashi, Umasne, Le'achila, Ubilvad Shi'izoher Miletan Femeu Miletamon. So the Mishnah Brura asks on this Rashi, in other words, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Halach, No tel Adam Shachris, Umasnaim Kol Hayom, Afilu Shelo Bishas Hadchak, Ubilvad Shelo Yasiach Daito Mehem Velo Yetan Femeu. Mishnah Brura asks, if you're not going to be Mesiach Das, if you're not being Miletame, why in the world do you require it tonight? What is a tanai at? Who needs a tanai? I wash my hands, and I'm not going to be metani for them. I'm not going to be metani them. Why do I need a tanai? So what does the Mishnah Brura answer? Lo yasiach daita mishmir as yodav sheyigu makam atinofes. Afilu hachi af sheyodav nekiyos, hitzrichu gam kem lahasnos mikodem. Sheyeola gohan atila la'achila, mishum atila sedayim boi kavana la'achila. Name of the Mishnah Brura answers, who does this fit in best according to? We had four shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi, the Ravid and Tosfos, and the Rambam. Who does this fit into? Why require it tonight? Because the morning, the Tila was for Tumah. And for Achila, we have a din of Kedusha. So that it's not just enough to be Shomer Yeradayim. That solves the premise for Achtuma. But what in terms of Kedusha, Lachora, this is din of Hachana. It requires Das. And that's why we require the Tnai in order for the Tila, which otherwise would be only for Tumah, to also be, the Tnai is also going to be on the level of the Hachana. Right? Again, in other words, that these halachos make sense, more sense and less sense according to different Rishonim. Another halacha. We have a din of Misha Omed B'Su'udah, and then he realized that he touched something dirty. So the Mechaber says, Sarach li'achzer v'litol yadayim v'yivarech. Comes on the Mishnah Berurah and says, Maharshal is cholek, Taz is cholek. And you can be noti yadayim without a bracha. Comes on the Bir Halacha and gives us the background. He points out that the Pri Megadim says, this is totally in the Machlokes Rishonim. What is the reason for Natilas Yadayim? If the Ikar reason of Natilas Yadayim is because of Nikius, is the Ikar reason because of Nikius, or is it because of Srachtuma? So over here, you're dealing with a person who was Notel Yadayim, and now his hands are dirty, but they're not Tameh. They're dirty, but not Tameh. So he should be Notel without a bracha, because you have one reason of the other reason. So the Birocha quotes, what about the other side? What if you touch a Sefer Torah in the middle of a meal, which is Metameh, but it's not dirty? So again, be Notel without a bracha. In other words, that you take into account that we have over here two reasons. When both reasons are on the table, we have a bracha. One is on the table and not the other, then no to below bracha. And the fourth nafkamina that I gave was in terms of tvilas yadayim. What if instead of natilas yadayim, you put your hands into a mikvah? You put your hands into the ocean. What bracha do you make? Machlokes machaber and ramah. Do you make a bracha on natilas yadayim or on tvilas yadayim? Why make a bracha on natilas yadayim? Comes only the Mishnah Berurah and explains, Heichan sivana ha-tvila, al-natila nitztaveinu. No, what would the Ramah say about that? That's fine if the reason would be Nikius. But if the reason is Srachtuma, what do you mean Heichan sivana ha-tvila? Natila siyadayim is a heter. Namely, really, you should be tova your yadayim, because that's how you get rid of Tumah. That's the ideal way of getting rid of Tumah. We have a chiddush, even the tila is enough. But clearly, if you're Tovel, so you should say a bracha, al tfilas yadayim. Okay, so all of these then are the background in terms of the two reasons for Natilas Yadayim for a Suda. Now, why did I bring all of this? Now, what we have in Rav Tzadok is that Natilas Yadayim for a Suda has a shear. What is the shear according to Rav Tzadok? Kibetza. Where did the shear come from? Of Kibetza. So what would you say according to Rashi? Where did the shear come from? From world of Tumah. What's the world of Tumah? Then in order for something to be Mekabel Tumah, a food is Mekabel Tumah b'kol shehu. But in order for a food to be Metame another food, then the food which is going to be Metame has to be how large? Kibetza. So kibetza is a shear which is meaningful in the world of Tumah. There is a shita you should be aware. I don't want to get involved in it. There's a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's found in a Tosos in Psachim Adaf Sadi Aleph that mida oraisa, even to be makabel Tumah, you require kibetza. Only midrabanan we say that kol shehu of an ochel is makabel Tumah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, both to give Tumah and to makabel Tumah is a shear of kibetza. So if we're dealing with the world of Tumah, the shear of Rav Tzadok is totally understood. But what do we do according to the Rambam? Where would the shear of kibetza come from according to the Rambam? It would come from where, Lechora? Again, where we started off from. It's not from the world of Tumah, but from the world... What can be... Yes?
The world of Kedusha.
The world of Kedusha for what? We're Mekadesh ourselves for what?
Su'udah.
What? Su'udah. For Su'udah. That kind of... In other words, if we define a Su'udah as Kebet, so we would understand where we come from. Namely, if we're dealing with the world of of Tuma, then clearly Kaveitza is an independent shear. If we're dealing with that we're coming to Netilei Sedeim not from the world of Tuma, but from the world of Kedusha, Hachana, Nekiyus, etc., so then where do we find a shear of Kaveitza? We find it by Seuda, but this is not so pashut, because here the Gemara breaks our equation. Let's look at the Gemara now on Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Tilas Yadayim and the Birkas Hamazon, Lema Tahavi Tiufta de Rav Yosef Va'abaye. Because Abaye and Rav Yosef say what? What is the what? How do we define achilas arai? Kebetza, right? Three betzas or one betza? One betza is still an achilas arai. And so why over here? If in other words, lema tavi tufta Rav Yosef Abaye that the achilas keva. The achilas keva is either two or three beitzim or a kebeitza. That's an achilas keva. Lematavituvta Rav Yosef Abaye. So the Gemara answers: Dilma pachos mi kebeitza netila ubracha lo boi ha kebeitza boi netila ubracha. In other words, that in achinami, in the world of sukkah, we distinguish between. I'm sorry. I was right the first time around. I always get confused over here, I'm sorry. That in terms of the world of Sukkah, so we saw that an Achilas Arai is defined as a Kebeitza, and Achilas Keva would be Yoser, mi Kebeitza. And here, by Rev. In other words, by Sukkah, Achilas Arai would be Kebeitza. And by Rav Tzadok, it appears that Arai would be Pachos mi Kebeitza, and Keva. And Keva would be Kebeitza. So Lema Tahavi Tiufta from Rav Tzadok on the din of Abaye and Rav Yosef. That they, in other words, that over here, maybe we have over here a machlokes between them in terms of what is Arai. Gemara says no. Rabbi Tzadok would agree with Abaye and Rav Yosef in terms of Sukkah. That the difference is between Kebeitza and Yosef and Kebeitza. And Rabbi Tzadok distinguished between Pachos Mikabeitza and Kebeitza in terms of Netilas Yadayim and Birkas Hamazon. Namely, what the Gemara has done now, we had a hypothesis. Our hypothesis was that we have a world of Kebeitza that defines Su'uda, and this has a nafgamina both in terms of Sukkah and the Tilas Yadayim and Birkas Hamazon. And now we have broken our equation that we say that Sukkah has a different criteria. The Sukkah is defined as that in a Sukkah, Kebeitza is still Arai. That Sukkah is not a din in Su'uda, Sukkah is a din in Arai, and Kebeitza is Arai. Okay? But still, we could still have an equation in terms of Netilas Yadayim and Birkas Hamazon. That is still possible, except that would assume that Birkas Hamazon you only make on Kebeitza. But those of you who looked a little ahead, what does Tosus point out? That's a machlokas between whom and whom? What shear do you need for Birkas Hamazon? Rav Yehuda holds that you need kibetza. But Rav Meir holds only kazayas. There's no din of sviya, kazayas. So then this equation is broken as well. Once the equation is broken, so what then is the shiur for netilas yadayim? So, again, by Rav Tzadok, we see netilas yadayim is a din of kibetza. So if kibetza is a din of srach tumah, that's fine. But if it's not a din of srach tumah, then what is the shiur? So, in other words, we would have a possibility of kazayit, that would be a din of suda, and once we posken that a suda is kazayis, then so that would be a kazayis. Or, what third option would we have? Maybe the shear of Natil Sedaim is not kibetza, because that's a din tuma. And maybe it's not kazayis, because that's a din in suda. What's Masha from the Rambam? When you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Barachos, Perek Vav HaLachalav, Kol HaOchel Pas, Shemivarchim Alev HaMotzi, Torch Natil Sedaim Tchidla V'Sof. Mashu. So this we're going to see, this is we'll start off with next time. What is the shiur for netilas yadayim? We'll see that there are really three shitos, and because we have, in other words, if it's a din of srach tuma, kibetza makes sense. If it's a din of suda, we pass on birkas hamazon that suda is kazayis. Or maybe it's nishtahin nishtahir, maybe it's a din of nikiyus, and even for a mashu. Now we're going to move over into the gemara, into mappa. Where does mappa fit in all of this? Okay, so that's what we'll start off with, the world of Mappa, Mar Makamos I already gave you, and then we'll move over into the world of Bracha Achrona. Okay.
Do you have to deal with the Kibitza here? In terms of Chana, I thought already said that even if you hold a Kedusha and Chana, it'd be like a Chana or a Suda.
But we saw that the Gemara breaks that equation. The Gemara says, oh, well, that's the question. In other words, the Gemara breaks off Sukkah from Netilas Yadayim and Suda, but it could still be a din of Suda. But then the question is, how do we paskin in Suda? So if you pass like Rav Yehuda, so then Kibetza, if that's the shear for Birkas HaMazon, it would also be the shear for Netilas Yadayim. But if we go down to Kazayas for a Suda, maybe we go down to Kazayas also for Netilas Yadayim.
Isn't it still possible that Rambam would say in
In terms of the Tilas Yadayim, if the Tilas Yadayim is a din of Srach Truma, then the Shear of Kibetza makes a lot of sense. This is a world of Tuma. If it's a din of Nikius, you could say it's a din of Kibetza, but we would have no source of that. Or it could be that this Nikius is for a Suda, and we paskin, which according to Rav Yehuda is Kibetza, and according to Rav Meir is Kazayas. Or it could be that the din of Nikiyus is Kolshu. Okay, so this is where we'll start.
But then it would be against, I thought the whole advantage would be to connect it.
According to Rav Tzadok.
Yeah.
Correct. But Rav Tzadok is assuming that we pass like Rav Yehuda.
Right, but either way it's saying that it's based on the Shir Suda.
But
so
within
Rambam, wouldn't it be helpful for the Rambam to fit in with that? To say that?
Were the Rambam to say something, that would be helpful. But the Rambam doesn't say that. We don't find the Rambam speaking about Su'udah. We don't find any Shir in the Rambam. So it could very well be that all of this is in Rav Tzadok. Namely, there are two issues. What does Rav Tzadok hold, and what do we hold?
Okay.
So Rav Tzadok, it could very well be that he held it was a din of Su'udah, and even though Sukkah is not a din of Su'udah, but Tilas Adayim and Birkas HaMazon is still a din of Suda, and Suda is Kibetza, and everyone is happy. But according to us, we don't paskin that Birkas HaMazon is on a Kibetza. So it could be that according to us, Tilas Adayim would go down to a Kazayis. So this we'll see in Siman Kufnun Ches. Do you have a chance to... Did I send you this yet? Kufnun? No, okay, I'll send you. I'll give you a Maramaka. Besed, look in the Siman Kufnun Ches, and the Mishnah Berurah gives a nice Hakdamah to Sedayim, which you have already learned, all the options of the different Rishonim, and we'll deal with the Shurim. So we'll start, we'll just finish off Netilas Yadayim next time, move over into Mappa, and see the Reb Chaim that you have, you know, in terms of the Nafkaminas, in terms of Mappa, and then move over into Bracha Achrona.